Wednesday, December 15th. Snow, white and fluffy. Cold. But have you ever stopped to really look at it? I never did. Well, at least not until a year ago. A blizzard. I hate blizzards. This was a very bad blizzard. You could barely see 2 inches out your front door. I watched the blizzard through my bedroom window as a child watches the rain, waiting for it to stop. Zzz. I picked up the phone. Hello? Sup, Maggie. That was my friend Brady. We've known each other since, well, forever. We talked some more, mostly Brady asking for the answers to our homework, when all of a sudden... Ah! What is it? Brady asked. Something just hit my window. Meet me outside, Brady said. Are you crazy? The blizzard's lightening up. Brady had a point. I slapped on my winter gear and headed outside. Now, a thud on the window wouldn't have jumped most people, but I live on the fourth floor of a 7-story apartment building. Brady and I made our way outside. We rounded the building to the side of my bedroom. Lying there on the ground was a guy around our age. He had snow-white hair, dressed in jeans and a blue hoodie. Also, he was unconscious. Is he dead? Brady asked. Brady, can't you see the breath fog rising out? I asked. Brady took a closer look and saw it. We gotta bring him inside, I said. Brady looked at me like I was out of my mind. He's gonna die out here, I said. Brady sighed. We both carefully carried the boy up to my room. We managed to sneak the boy past my parents. We put him down inside my walk-in closet. It was a pretty big closet for an apartment building. So what now? Brady asked. We sat on the floor, staring at the boy. The boy groaned. I jumped a little. The boy's eyes opened up and he sat up. His eyes were brilliant, icy blue. He looked at Brady, then at me. Where am I? He asked.